are Oxford United's magic moments of 2011, as voted for by Timmy Mallett.
And Billy Mallett.
So, we start at number five with our best signing of 2011.
Well, I think Robbie Hall, getting him on loan, was absolutely brilliant, because the amount of goals he scored in such a short period of time really gave Beano a run for his money as well.
I love it when he pulls on his yellow boots. He looks like a proper Oxford United player, doesn't he?
He does, and he looks like he's going to score every time he goes forward, doesn't he?
Wonderful. I hope we get him back. I would say that our best defender signature would be Michael Dubery.
Well, I have to go with that as well, because it's great to have an ex-Premiership player in your ranks, isn't it? And I just think he's been absolutely brilliant every game he's played.
Loved it when he scored against his one and only goal against Port Vale.
Yeah, and his celebration, the aeroplane. Brilliant.
And the big white dot on his forehead where he'd headed the ball. Best midfield player?
Well, Pete Eleven, isn't it? Because the goals he's scored, every goal he's scored has been absolutely brilliant. And I just think he's a real asset to us.
I love it when he takes a free kick or a corner.
Yeah.
And, of course, when he takes a penalty.
Yeah.
If he's allowed to.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tommy Craddock. Number four would be our best win of the year.
Well, our biggest win is Plymouth Argyle, 5-1. Mm-hmm. And Beano scored two. Robbie Hall scored two. And Pete Eleven got, again, an absolute beauty from outside the area. Curled it, took right past the keeper.
It was a good crowd that night too, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was 8,000, and Plymouth bought a large contingent, didn't they?
Over 800 on Tuesday night.
And so I think they deserve to stay up, and I think they will as well.
I hope they do. I mean, they've had a torrid time the first half of the season, haven't they? But we look forward to
going
to them. Yeah, exactly.
New ground.
Now then, that brings us to number three in the unexpected game of the year, Billy.
Well, the most unexpected result, for sure. Torquay away, 3rd of January this year. Seems ages ago now, doesn't it? Jack Midson.
Almost a year or
since. Scored a hat-trick, I know. 4-3 we won. I think Tommy Craddock got an absolute beauty to open the scoring. Then Midson got a tap-in. Torquay pulled one back just before the break. And then Midson scored again to make it 3-1 and restore our two-goal lead. Torquay scored to make it 3-2. Then they then scored again to make it 3-all. And we were absolutely gutted. But then guess who pops up again to make it 4-3? Right.
Gorgeous Jack.
Gorgeous Jack, yeah. And I went absolutely mad and I ripped my shirt.
Did you?
Yeah, against the barriers when I went down to celebrate. I was a bit annoyed about that. But I didn't care. I was just so happy about that.
Jack Midson scored our only hat-trick of the year, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so. I'll have to double-check on that. But
well, I'll tell you what, he was been one of the most outstanding players to pull on an Oxford shirt, and it was lovely to see him again at Wimbledon,
wasn't
it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Especially when he didn't score, and we won.
Yeah.
So, comes to number two, and that would be the best goal of 2011, Billy.
My best goal has to be Pete Eleven at home to Port Vale from the halfway line.
Oh.
I just think that was absolutely brilliant. And the keeper, he would, to be fair to him, I think it was Tomlinson in goal. He wasn't even that far off his line, was he?
No.
And,
Pete Eleven took one touch and then
just got it absolute precision.
And as the ball's going up, we're thinking,
this is going way out. Where is it going? What are you doing? And then we saw the keeper backpedalling and we thought, hang on.
Hang on.
Hang on. And there was a moment of silence.
What a moment, what a goal. Pete Eleven, you'll never score a finer goal, and it's absolutely set our year alight. But it comes now to the number one magic moment of 2011, and this would be the best away match.
Well, this is going back in August, isn't it? And I think we all know what this is.
Yes.
Winning at Swindon Town 2-1 at the County Ground. First win there for, what, 38 years? And what, for me, is especially tasty is that Di Canio claimed that Beano was a Swindon fan.
Mm-hmm.
And then guess who goes and scores twice? They've made a song about that now, haven't they?
Brilliant. Brilliant. So, that's been our highlights of 2011, and we look forward to more in 2012.